the advances are, we have radar now that tracks the location and movement of the ice in the channels that the tanker vessels have to go through. We have double bottom tankers, which is required by OPA 90, the oil spill liability, with the oil spill. The Oil Spill Act of 1990, which was passed after the Exxon Valdez, and as a result of the Exxon Valdez, we have tracking systems, which is basically an automatic identification system, AIS, for those who are familiar with the acronym, that tracks the tankers and all other large vessels within Prince William Sound once they enter the sound. They enter the sound at Hinchinbrook Entrance, which is a southern entrance to the sound. The Coast Guard knows exactly where they're at all times within the sound, and that's incredibly useful. So that if they see something that's out of line, or they seem to be headed in the wrong direction, they can get an idea. They can take remedial action. In addition to the double hulls, we now have redundant propulsion systems, which means that if one goes off, then the other one can be brought online. These aren't individual tankers. Each tanker, when it leaves Prince William Sound, has two escort vessels, a tug escort vessel and a spill response escort vessel. And the tug escort vessel is tethered to the tanker until they reach the exiting of Prince William Sound at Hinchinbrook Entrance. They stay there with the tanker until the tanker is 17 miles offshore, because there are potentially some strong winds that could occur right there just as they leave the sound that may cause some problems. They have caused some problems, in the last 7 or 8 years. And plus the amount of spill response equipment that doesn't really prevent a spill, though. They have a lot of spill response equipment. But on the flip side of it, if something did happen, the amount of spill response equipment is just phenomenally large. We have more spill response equipment here in Prince William Sound than the rest of the nation combined. That's mechanical spill response equipment. Well, it's all the spill response equipment. It's mechanical, in-situ burning, and dispersants. It's pretty phenomenal. So that's a lot of description about a lot of different things, but a lot has happened in Prince William Sound in the last 20 years.